Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Todd Clyde, CEO of Digirad Corporation, which trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is DRAD. And Digirad is a provider of medical diagnostic imaging products. Thanks for joining us today, Todd.
You bet, Juan. Thank you for having me.
Great. Start off by talking about to us about the FDA clearance for the your imaging system, the Cardius X-Act.
Sure. We're very excited about that system. It is it's an attenuation correction device, which essentially allows anyone doing nuclear cardiac imaging to provide essentially a scan that takes some of the guesswork out of the imaging, because naturally, when you have a larger patient, their tissue, their diaphragm can cause attenuation or scatter of the gamma rays that are coming off the patient, and this essentially does a mapping technique that really facilitates a better and easier read. There's a technique that's been out in the market for many, many years known as an isotopic approach, but this is a much more accurate approach from our initial clinical trials, and we look forward to continuing on that path. We think it's going to be a great product to help open up the large cardiology practice segment as well as the hospital segment.
Great. And talk also a little bit about selling some of the your service hubs in Arizona, Nevada, and what that represents for the company.
Great. In the fourth quarter of 2008, we made a decision to really focus on a solid core within our leasing of personnel and equipment services business, where we lease personnel equipment on the either doing nuclear cardiac scans in a physician office or ultrasound, mainly echo studies in a physician office. With that, we want to make sure that we're really focusing on key dense areas, taking advantage of what we refer to as our center of influence partnership relationships, which are usually large academic institutions where we partner with them and create an outreach program to the community physician. Ultimately, we're able to utilize their name and their recognition in that region with the community physicians, but then they also provide quality oversight. So those will be the areas where we will grow and focus on in the future. We decided to jettison some of the areas that were a little bit more challenging for us to manage and were much lower down on the profitability scale. So our focus during 2009 is to make money and generate cash, simply put, recognizing that these are tough economic times, and so we think it'll help really position the company much better for the future.
Great. And talk about some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned Digirad is to capitalize on them.
Great question, Juan. Clearly, the hospital market has slowed dramatically in their equipment purchasing. In fact, really, a lot of purchasing in general, because the number of beds that are available has gone up significantly in a lot of the hospitals around, and they're really struggling to find ways to generate money, and then their endowments were hit significantly out in the marketplace. So we certainly see slowing in that area. We see physicians being cautious as well on the purchasing side. But all in all, we had planned for some of that, and we expect to, you know, continue to fight our way through the economy during 2009. On the leasing services side, you're generally bringing a revenue stream into a practice and essentially bringing them economics that they haven't received in the past. So it's a little different experience even in a tougher economy, and we hope that that will continue to provide fruit, and we'll see progress there. We look forward to updating those details on our first quarter call.
Certainly. And what differentiates or makes the company unique from the other players in your sector?
Yeah, I think our technology and our people really make a huge difference. We were the first group to come out with a solid-state technology in nuclear cardiac imaging. You know, think of a flat panel type TV versus the old tubular TVs, very similar type technology. So we were the first flat panel group, and because of that, we have really the best mobile cameras, portable cameras in the marketplace. And then we saw a real niche to sell these services to the smaller practices, both in the cardiac space or the IM space. And because of that, we've created a great network where we're distributing multiple services now with nuclear and with ultrasound, and in the future we'll look to bring additional services to play that can provide value to those cardiologists and internal medicine groups. So our key is to really be a partner with them and provide solutions for them on an ongoing basis.
And in terms of growth, will you look to grow organically or will you look for M&A activities?
In the short term, we'll focus on organic growth. Obviously, I mentioned that this is not the year where you'll expect to see growth on the top line because we've jettisoned some of these locations, but we do expect to see growth around our centers of influence locations and really position our technology platform for future growth. So that will be certainly the short-term focus. Longer term, we'll continue to keep our eyes open at different opportunities as we want to add products into the product line as we want to expand the service offering. So those would be really the two areas where you might see some external growth in the future.
Good answer. And can you walk us through your background and experience, Todd, as well as that of some of your key management team at DigiRad?
Yeah, we have a great management team. In fact, I just got back this morning from one of our quarterly business reviews working with our executive team down in Atlanta. I'm very pleased with what we're trying to accomplish. My background is one of finance. I worked for Ernst & Young in the early parts of my career, and then I worked for a number of technology companies kind of in the mid-sized to small company range, both from taking private companies through kind of the process of fundraising to doing acquisitions internationally and trying to grow a technology company, and then really was here in the early days with DigiRad starting in 2002 and was the CFO at the time that we took the company public. I then had the opportunity about a year and a half ago to take over running the product business as well, and we saw some real nice success in that entity as we drove to $1 million of profit and really stabilized a much clearer product technology roadmap for the future. I'm really excited to take over the business as a whole. I've obviously been exposed to the DIS side, and I'm coming up to speed on that. That's our leasing of personnel and equipment side of the business, which makes up 70% of the revenue stream today. The team members are made up of people that have 20, 30 years in nuclear imaging working for groups like Siemens and Philips, which was formerly ADAC Medical's medical group. We've got folks running our service and operations areas that have that type of experience, our marketing and business development areas. And then on our services side, we have groups that have had successful track records of starting businesses and launching them and really developing that clinical consistency and great customer service with centers of influence and community physicians. So those are the groups that are really making a big difference, and I'm excited about this team, and I think we're going to make a huge impact in the future.
Great. And what specific objectives or milestones have you and the management set for the company over the next 12 months?
The key here is driving the stability. I flatten the organization. We've talked about launching two different new products during the year. X-Act is number one, so we've accomplished that. We've flattened the organization. We talked about stripping some costs out and driving margins, and really with a goal of driving consistent cash flow and profitability into the business. So really over this 2009 period, those are the key markers. You will see additional stabilization of the business, and you should see a platform of which we will then grow from in the future.
Well, thanks for summing that up. And you think that investors understand the general direction the company is headed in?
I think they do. I think we need to continue to build that credibility. I mean, we were really pleased with what we were able to accomplish in the fourth quarter, and we expect to continue to drive positive results in the business on a go-forward basis. Obviously, the economy is the real wild card in all of that. I think that they do understand that we have a good technology platform and that the centers of influence model is really the best way to grow these leasing services businesses and entrench yourself in communities with both high-end academic groups, having quality oversight, and then really reaching into the community physician. One of the keys for those large centers of influence is that they're getting downstream activity by bringing the patients into their locations for additional procedures. And so it helps them gain better control of the patient than maybe they would have had in those outlying communities in the past. So it's a real win for us. It's a win for that COI institution like an Emory, a Johns Hopkins, a Methodist, even some real large cardiology practices in certain areas. And then, I feel like we're really one of the leading technology leaders in nuclear cardiac imaging. And our goal here is to really drive a new clinical protocol that brings new clinical information to the physician versus what he or she is able to pick up from nuclear imaging today.
And what were some of those value drivers behind your Q4 results, which were particularly strong?
You know, we had really strong product sales, first of all. You know, certainly we don't expect that strength in 2009, but that was a real contributor. And then we were executing on our goals of this restructuring and really positioning the company well going forward. So we actually generated cash in the fourth quarter. We indicated that we would not generate cash in the first quarter of 2009. But we are really driving for that on the year as a whole.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Todd Clyde, CEO of DigiRad Corporation, trading on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is DRAD. That's DRAD on NASDAQ. The company, once again, is a provider of medical diagnostic imaging products, currently trading at $1.40 a share. And before we conclude, Todd, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Yeah, I think it's a great investment opportunity. I mean, clearly, even on the short term, it's been undervalued, running even below cash. Yeah, we got as low as almost 50 cents. We've now almost brought a dollar back into play. And I think people are recognizing that this is a great investment opportunity. In the long term, I think we have a great technology and we have a great leasing services platform that we'll be building from. And, you know, healthcare continues to be a strong driver in the United States. And I think that even with some of the changes that may or may not happen with the government and others, that when it all settles down, that you'll see growth in this area because of the direction of the baby boomers, and clearly being in the cardiology space is a real win. And I think that this company has great fundamentals, no debt, and a reasonable amount of cash, and I think you'll expect investments to bring great returns in the future.
Well, good, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And thanks for taking the time to update our investors today.
You bet, Juan. Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.